on the back porch or in the garage, I don't know which, that we we had the saw. We didn't do it. He did it sometime. My brother did it sometime. Sometime he hired a nigger to do this whole thing.
These horses, were they A-shaped frames?
There's a board that goes across, and at each end there's two boards that go this way, and then there's a brace between those boards to hold them, and that's called a horse. They still use them in doing carpentry work. There's one rotten out there in the backyard now.
What about an X-shaped frame thing you could use for setting a log in if you wanted to saw it? Did you ever see that?
No, we generally just use two of those, but I know what you're talking about.
Did you ever hear your name for those?
No. We didn't use them at our house. Mm-hmm. They might have used them in the country, probably.
What about, did you ever hear a special name for this fat pine that you could use for starting fires with?
We just called it kindling.
Okay. Does kindling have to be pine, or could it?
Oh, no. Not necessarily, but that's the best. It has lots of rosin in it and lights quickly.
What would you call a big piece of wood that you could take and set sort of toward the back of the fireplace and it might burn all night long?
Oh, you're talking about the yule log?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what my father would always put that on the back of the fire at night, so there would be still be a start of coals in the morning. And another advantage about that was that a lot of people don't realize it keeps the house warm and dry by keeping the heat in the house continuously. It's just like we have the floor furnace. We have it up in the daytime. We turn it down at night. Well, that was a means of not having so much heat at night, but it did keep the house comparatively warm and dry to have it there all night.
What about in the chimney, the black stuff that forms there?
Soot.
Okay.
Soot. Some say soot and some say soot. So.
What about
we always said Chuck, and we had a old nigger man named Jim Daggs. We called Jim Daggs, that would come and clean the chimneys out, and he was always dressed in black, and they used to use him to scare the children with. If they didn't behave, they were going to have Jim Daggs get him. Now, I don't know what they call him somewhere else, but that's what we called him, Jim Daggs. And he probably was named Jim something.
What about stuff you shovel out of the fireplace, you call those?
Ashes.
Huh?
Ashes.
Okay.
And ashes and coals. We generally let the coals, die out before we... Because the ashes are pulverized while the coals are still in rock form.
Talk about things that you'd have in a house what you're sitting in is called a
chair.
Okay. What about this?
That's a love seat.
Okay. Any other name?
Yes, there is another name for it, but I don't know what it is.
What would you call
My mother never called it a love seat, but I don't. I just called it a sofa, mostly.
Okay.
And that's a platform rocker. A real one, not a copy.